With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Criticism is growing over a Trump administration proposal to reorganize the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has proposed moving two USDA agencies, the Economic Research Service and National Institute for Food and Agriculture, out of Washington, D.C. Perdue said that's going to save money and put them closer to the constituents they serve. Steve Supan, senior policy analyst with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, said they produce objective data that is useful to farmers and others.
The reports that they produce serve multiple constituencies in agriculture, food policy, and in trade. But remember that during the Trump administration, when economic analysis has conflicted with ideology, ideology always wins out.
Susan Offit is the Economic Research Service Administrator from 97 to 06 and also has some concerns and said failing to do a cost-benefit analysis before choosing a new location isn't the way good government operates.
It's not an internal matter for the department. It's really a matter for people who use the agency, for Congress. And that's really the major criticism of the way that this decision has been essentially decreed. There was no discussion beforehand.
Meanwhile, the USDA says they plan to pick a final location by early May. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.